WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Of a champagne cork, in the ringing of the wedding bells, in the crackle of a five-pound note, each little sound is sweet as music. Okay for sound. When you hear the favorite winds, when the
the doctor says it's twins. Now don't say that sounds okay. Say okay for sound.
Daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. I got to say something before I start. It's a beautiful day today. It was April 2nd, and boy, was it gorgeous. Just beautiful. Love, it's just amazing. Don't feel jealous. I mean, we don't get it that often. That's why I'm saying it. But it's very nice. And, yes, up at Hamlin College, it's nice, too. Very nice. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM. Broadcasting from Hamlin College in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org. And the show tonight is OK for Sound, which is the sound that you just heard. And I hope my show is OK for Sound, the sound that you want to hear trickling in your ear on a weekly basis here at 8 p.m. on a Friday evening. It's Eastern time, and I know there are people streaming from all over, and I thank you for it. We began with a comedian harmonist. And I think this was recorded in 1933. It's hard to find dates for some of these items. But that was Creole Love Call, and I like that version a lot. Bert Ambrose and his orchestra, Jack Cooper on the vocal, OK for Sound, 1936, our theme. And I do hope, if it doesn't sound OK, send me an email and I'll apologize. And our theme, Willard Robison, as always. I always play that because it's a theme. And I'm Andy Senior, as I said. I'm just having a great time, and I have some acknowledgments to make this week. I'm going to start right off at the top of the show and say one thing. There's a listener in Warren, Ohio, John, who sent me a marvelous and very unexpected gift, because I didn't read through his last email clearly, and I didn't realize what he was going to do, but I got to say, I'm stammering. I cannot speak clearly because I'm so astonished at the people's generosity. And thank you very much, John, again, for sending that. I appreciate people listening. So when people go beyond the call of duty, it just it knocks me out. We're going to continue now. Speaking of acknowledgments, this CD that I'm going to play a few cuts of, and I don't even know the proper names of these tracks because the liner notes are in Japanese. Koichi Sugai, and I have some information. This is the King Salon Orchestra in 1938, and this is just known as track 14. But Koichi Sugai played some pretty adventurous music, and this was suggested to me by Irwin of WFMU, my thanks are everywhere tonight, and I have to thank him for pointing me in the direction of this set because it's really amazing stuff, and nobody's heard this stuff before, but now they're going to hear a lot of it from me. Here we go. It's track 14, but if I'm being a typical ignorant American, I don't know Japanese, so let's just listen, shall we?
Thank you. stay. Without you, fortune will fly. With you, I'll never stop until I've reached the top. Without you, I will never get by. With you, a happy song. Without you, castles that fall. With you, I can't go wrong. Without you, chances are small.
That was an alternate take of Earl Hines on a new CD that came out not too long ago, Frog Spawn. It has a terrible name, but it's got some great music on it from the Frog label in England. Boku Jack, which means lots of what it takes to get along, 1929. And that's, yes. And before that, Waring's Pennsylvanians with you, Victor 78. We do have a few 78s lurking tonight. 1929, Koichi Sugai, King Salon Orchestra, and whatever that was. Unfortunately, I am totally monolingual. I can fake it, but I don't sound convincing. 1938. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I want to state now that I found out this week, I found out a couple of days ago, in fact, that the legendary pianist John Bunch had passed away at the age of 88, which I guess somebody remarked that that was an appropriate age for a pianist to leave us. But it wasn't appropriate because we wish he was still here. But it's interesting because I heard a live stream that he did from Smalls in New York City just over a month ago. It was on February 23rd, and he died March 30th. So that was about 5 weeks before he died. And he never sounded, he sounded just incredible. And he's here with Jay Leonhart and Bucky Pizzarelli, who you may have seen if you're up in Hamilton. He was here, and he'll be here again this year. And marvelous musicians. It's a little more modern than what I usually play, but I feel we ought to offer a due homage to John Bunch and his trio, and, John Bunch, mainly. He plays here on a Jerome Kern tune. And this is the recording, because I felt, for some reason, that I wanted to capture this. So it has some streaming oddities. It sounds like the speed might vary, but that is just from the stream. It sounds very good otherwise, and you won't notice much in the way of any defects. But this is John Bunch and his trio. The song is You, recorded just a little over a month ago. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's John Bunch on piano. You had Jay Leonhard on bass. Another legend, Bucky Pizzarelli, who is going to be here this year in October again for Fall Coming. So you can look forward to that. John Bunch is now no longer with us, but we have that recording. We have a lot of recordings that he made, and he went out swinging. He played his last gig on March 11th. So like our friend Al Galadoro, he went out swinging, and we all should. Don't just got to fight it. Just keep going. And that's all you can do. And that was recorded at Smalls in New York City. And if you're on my Radiola blog, you'll be able to link to their website. And they do have streaming of their various performances. And I don't recommend doing what I did tonight. The only reason I did that was because, well, a tribute. And I think that will be excused. I don't normally do things like that. But I felt that it was necessary, especially since it sounds so good. They were playing just marvelously. And it's a video feed, so. And John Bunch, of course, played with Benny Goodman. The drummer in there, whose name I could not quite catch, was apparently with him, with the Benny Goodman band, in the late 50s. And then he quit the band. You know, he wanted to become a cop, and he became a cop. And now he's back drumming again after retiring. So those who are knowledgeable will know who that is, but I couldn't catch his name, unfortunately. But I do I acknowledge everyone there. What a sound that is! And in the next hour, you'll hear something just as remarkable, maybe even more so. Here's Arthur Briggs and his Savoy Syncopators, the first vocal recording. Apparently the first, by El Boley, Song of the Wanderer from 1927. And this is part of a compilation assembled by my friend Randy Skretvet, who apparently has managed to amass every known El Boley recording, the best copies available. And this is not for, you know, public distribution, but it exists, and I am grateful to him for that. But I thought I would play this from that compilation, Song of the Wanderer. Thank you.
listen to him play that thing. Oh, la 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 da da lo, he's some sensation. Listen to the saxophone playing on a minor tone. Oh, wah wah diddy wah wah, sweet syncopation. He makes you rock like a chair, heats up the air, it's just like wine. Quiver and shake, he takes a break, wrinkles up your spine. Pretty music so intense, all your feelings in suspense. Oh, lo, 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 listen to the rhythm, kid. Go put your best clothes on, time we were out and gone. Got to show you that uptown cabaret. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, they got a band that has a master of blues and jazz. Got to be there when they start to play. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, Lord, listen to the rhythm, kid.
And that little glockenspiel action there on the marching band must have ventured in, and they decided to make use of the opportunity to use that instrument. That was on Paul Davis. Nobody seems to know who that is. Recording for Champion in 1932, Black and Tan Fantasy. And that's also on Frog Spawn from the Frog label in the UK. And that link to that label, by the way, is on my Radiola blog. Oh, yeah. But that's a sort of an anomalous performance, but I like it. Before that, Ben Burney in his orchestra, Rhythm King. And you might have heard a little Bill Moore on trumpet in there. And if you did, you're lucky, because he was all over the Ben Burney band in the late 20s. What a sound that was. 1928. And before that, Arthur Briggs' Savoy Syncopators with Al Boley, Song of the Wanderer, 1927. And that is Al's first vocal, and probably him playing the single string solo on the banjo. And what a talented guy he was. No doubt about it. What a singer and great musician, too. Usually they don't go together, or if they do, it's worth noting. So we'll note that here. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr. Thanks for listening tonight. I appreciate it. Got some good stuff, I gotta say it. There's no scarcity of good material tonight. And I also want to mention some of the CDs that I have here I've been buying over the past several months, or weeks, I should say, from my colleague Rich Conaty, who has the big broadcast on WFUV-FM down in the Bronx. And he has that. Check that show. There's a link on my Radiola blog. But wonderful show. But I think you should. His one of his lines is also selling CDs. So I buy a few from him occasionally. But I wanted just to give him a nod there. And we're going to continue with a couple of some odd things. Lou Golden's orchestra off a Perfect 78, and this is a leftover from an earlier batch, but. Like most leftovers, it gets better the second time around. Arthur Hall on the vocal here, Yearning. Thank you.
get Gertie and hard to get Gal. Flirty and flirty, but nobody pal. You've heard them talk about those hard-boiled Cleopatras. This baby sleeps up on an asphalt mattress. Suffering papa, she certainly means dingiest mama that you've ever seen. Now she'll eat your meat and she'll drink your gin. Oh, she will go out, but she won't give in. Hard to get dirty, that doggone hard to get down. Turn it over.
And that goes out to my friend Lloyd, who said, what was that guy who sang Turn It Over? It was an Orange record. I said, that's got to be J.C. Flippin. Indeed it was. J.C. Flippin and his gang in 1926 with Hard to Get Gertie. And, yes, you heard Adrian Rollini in there, most definitely. He was all over the place. Oh, boy, what a sound. And it's one of those rumbly old acoustic perfects, but I love it. And that was off an LP transfer, too, so it's a little different. Before that, we had Fanny Watson, and that was a record contributed by Irwin, You Can't Get Lovin' With There Ain't Any Love, and that was from 1919, off one of those 9-inch Emersons, which you find occasionally in stacks of 10-inch records. You find a 9-incher in there. It's usually an Emerson. And before that, Lou Gold and his orchestra, Arthur Hall, Yearning. I thought there was a little pattern in that set. Sometimes there is. And that was 1925, and the astute will have gotten it already as far as that goes. This is Radiola, and we don't broadcast just for the astute. We broadcast for the likes of me, too. I'm Andy Senior, and this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we're going to continue now with a couple of recordings by Dan Levinson. And this is the 11 Sons of Rosie, and it's a tribute band of sorts. Dan became close to the arranger and musician Rosie McHarg, and this was the recording that he came out with in about 2001, 2002, recorded in 2001, of a lot of songs that Rosie McHarg did and some of his arrangements, and we're going to offer you a couple of things there.
Here's from 2001, the 11 Sons of Rosie, I'm All Bound Round with a Mason-Dixon Line.